Romans chapter 2. Therefore you are without excuse, O man, when you judge everyone else. For in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself, for you who judge others practice the very same things. But we know that God's judgment, which is according to truth, is against those who practice such things. So do you suppose, O man, who judges those who practice such things, yet does the same things, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you not properly value the richness of his kindness, which is revealed through his restraint and patience toward us, not understanding that the goodness of God is meant to guide you to repentance? But following your hard and unrepentant heart, you store up anger for yourself on the day when God will reveal his anger and righteous judgment, and will repay everyone according to his works. Those who through patience do what is good, seeking for glory and honor, and that which is incorruptible, these he will repay with the fullness of his eternal life. But those who, on the one hand, find excuses and refuse to obey the truth, being persuaded by sin, he, on the other hand, will repay with fierce anger, causing distress and anguish for every human soul who practices evil, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek. But glory, honor, and peace will be for everyone who practices what is excellent, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek. For God does not discriminate between persons, for as many as have sinned, being ignorant of the law, will also be destroyed without the law, and as many as have sinned under the law will be judged by the law. No doubt, it is not those who merely hear the law that God considers just, but those who fulfill the law are the ones who will be considered just. For when Gentiles who don't have the law practice the things in the law by their natural disposition, they show that they have a law inside of them, even though they don't have the written law. In this way, they demonstrate that what the law is meant to produce is written in their hearts and agrees with the testimony of their conscience, which weighs their thoughts, either approving or condemning them. According to the good news message which I proclaim, this will be clearly revealed on the day when God judges the secret thoughts of men by Jesus, the Anointed One. Look, you who are called a Jew, you depend upon the law, boast in God, know his will, and approve the things that are excellent, being instructed out of the law. You are confident that you yourself are a guide of the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, a corrector of the foolish, a teacher of babes. You have an appearance of knowledge and of the truth, which you get from the law. You, therefore, who teach another, don't you teach yourselves too? You who preach that a man should not steal, do you steal? You who say that a man should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you pilfer things offered at their shrines? You who boast in the law, do you dishonor God through your violation of the law? This is in agreement with what has been written. The name of God is slandered among the Gentiles because of you. For on one hand, circumcision is profitable if you practice the law. But on the other hand, if you are a violator of the law, your circumcision becomes uncircumcision. If, therefore, the uncircumcised person observes the ordinances of the law, won't his uncircumcision be considered circumcision? And won't the one who is physically uncircumcised, if he fulfills the law, form a low opinion of you, who, with the written document and physical circumcision, are a law violator? For he is not a Jew who is one superficially, neither is true circumcision something merely outward in the body, but he is a true Jew who is one inwardly and genuine. Circumcision is something which happens not by the letter of the law, but in the heart by the operation of the Spirit, whose praise is not from men, but from God. This is the end of Romans chapter 2.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.